don't know about y'all, but it looked like we had a little bit of fun, don't it? There's a million things I could stand up here and say, but I ain't trying to steal nobody's thunder. But y'all, I am excited about today, and it's, to me, I ain't but 26, but it's exciting to me when I see kids younger than me getting excited about Jesus. And I'm just excited about today, what they're going to say, what they're going to share, what God's laid on their heart. Me and Jimmy was talking on the way home last night. You know, up there at this conference, you got all these people. You got, just beside the fact you got the giant crowd, you got our crowd. And you got all these people hearing the same messages, singing the same song, but you got God laying something different on every one of our hearts. How do people think God ain't real when stuff like that happens? If everybody had the same message, the same thought process and all that, I could see where you could sort of make an argument. But when you hear one message and you get 22 different interpretations of it where God's laying something on somebody's heart because he knows what they're walking through. He knows what they're going through. He's an intentional God, y'all. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I choked up. But I'm just excited about today. It's going to be good. So without further ado, Josh, come out here and lay it on thick, man. Y'all give it up for Josh.
I think I would have rather been doing the VBS dance. But, I'm going to have to get this. To get things started, there was 16,000 kids in one place worshiping Jesus. And I looked up the population for Scriven County on the way home. And it was 14,000. Well, let me get my notes. It was 14,162. Think about that. What are we doing? What are we not doing? What are we not doing? To Charlotte Gamble preached on having something else, putting the word co in front of motion. To having something else to go along with it. And she talked about making a commotion in motion to bring to our community. And the whole motion conference was about equipping us to go out there into the community and do stuff for them. So I was there was, out of all that 16,000, there was 943 kids get saved. But the best thing that I, one of the best thing, quotes I got out of it was when Trevin Gates, he's one of the worship leaders for Highlands. He said one time, and everything was quiet, everything was pitch black. He said, it doesn't take all those lights, all the messages, all the quotes and the great stuff, that the great energy that was going on. It just takes you and him to have a moment. So why can't we have that moment here in Scriven County? I'm still stuck on day one of motion because ever since VBS, I've been struggling with inviting people to church. You know, getting out there where I work, where I go to school, and all that. And you know, just simply walk up to somebody and invite them to church. So, Rich Wilkerson spoke on being a good neighbor. He spoke on the Great Commission, which is go out and make disciples. And that one really spoke to me because, like I said, I have a problem. You know, I struggle with making, you know, making followers of Christ, you know, disciples. Because, and he also said that up here on Sundays is not where I want to put my best sermons at. Because he said, I want to put my best sermons on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day of the week. Because it's the title you have up here, and you don't need a title to preach the gospel. Anyways, we're about to jump into the word and had to do it like motion. We start off in Matthew chapter 10, 5 through 10. I was reading the other day on the way home from motion, and it was I was just skipping through chapters and reading different things and just spending time in God's Word. And I ran across this verse. It says, Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Do not go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only go to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. And that right there spoke leaps and bounds for me. You know, what I've been going through even before Motion. And just that'd be the first message that I heard was wonderful. It's great. And to the next one. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. And at the end of all Motion, Josh Pettis, he's the youth leader, one of the youth pastors there, he come up and said, imagine if you anybody like skipping rocks across a lake? Imagine if you skip across a rock across the lake and it makes some ripples. He says, the rock makes the ripples, but the ripples are the best part because they go out into a community and they affect everybody. That's the best part of what's going on. Go to the next one. This is what really this showed me the different type of people out there that we need to be touching. It says, go to the last one real quick. The last verse.
Well,
I got 5 minutes over there. All right, let's read it from here. Go to the last one, verse 7. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Next one. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you received. Do not take any money in your money belts, no gold, silver, even copper coins. Do not carry a traveler's bag with a change of clothes and sandals or even a walking stick. Do not hesitate to accept hospitality because those who work deserve to be fed. Now, the part I want to focus on is the heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Because I feel like he's talking to us about the people that we need to go out there and have the ripple effect on. Go out there and be a good neighbor. And another thing Rich Wilkerson said is it was his title for the message was Welcome to the Neighborhood. And it just spoke leaps and bounds to me. And what I interpreted in this verse is heal the sick. These are the people that turn from God. They think that they're mad at God. They do not want anything to do with God. But let me tell you, God did not promise a safe journey. He promised a safe arrival. So, and then going to the next one is raise the dead. These are the people to me that just go through the motions of life, go to work, you know. And I'm very, you know, guilty of this. They're lost. They need a shepherd. And that's what Lou Giglio spoke on, was with the staff in the left or right. I forgot. Anyway, but he was telling you how he leads you in the right way, you know, standing right with God, and cure those with leprosy. I had to Google what leprosy is because I'm not a medical doctor. So it's a long-term infection that could last years or be even lifelong. To me, these are the people who have a story, and this infection. They can use it's to them, it causes a bad infection, but they can turn around that infection and use it for the gospel, and they can go out with the ripple and affect other people, and just make disciples. and they cast out demons. Going on to the next one. Jesus has already won the battle. With Jesus is for you, who can stand against you? So, but that's been all, that whole thing has been preached to us the whole time. PC said it almost every Sunday. Know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. And one last thing, the thing that I was just, you know, because everybody's got to have a quote, so I made my own. It was, to be a good neighbor, you have to develop fellowship to get a relationship. So, all right, that's it.
Praise God. Good word, Brother Josh. Y'all, next up, without further ado, we got Miss Megan Edwards. Now it's your turn to go in and lay it on thick.
What's up, beautiful people? Okay, so before I start anything, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I talk really fast. My parents used to call me their little auctioneer whenever I was a child. They also used to call me Chunk. Obviously, that still applies to my life. But anyways, so... All right, Mr. Mill, don't start preaching. Okay, everything at Motion was absolutely amazing. You know, being in the presence of God and like knowing that he's absolutely there, because there's 16,000 people there screaming his name, you know, have their hands lifted to heaven. You know, we had these little light bracelets, and oh my gosh, you guys, like it looked like the best thing in this world. Like it looked like there were stars all over the arena because, you know, people were like holding up their hands. But anyways, but the thing that stood out to me the most, that the time, everything was great, but the time that I was the most intimate with Jesus at Motion. Sorry, Miss Tawny's back there waving at me. my most intimate time with Jesus at Motion was during a song called Heart of God. And it was like an absolutely amazing, you know, experience. I'm just going to basically, you know, not sing the song, but kind of like word it out for you and explain like what I get out of it. So the first verse is, here I stand before you now as honestly as I know how. Like that speaks a lot to me, because a lot of people like come and like they want to hide their, you know, their flaws from Jesus, but really we can't. There's no absolute way that we can hide our flaws from Jesus, because he knows everything. And that's exactly what he died for. And then it goes, broken by the days gone by, Spirit help my soul to rise. So Jesus accepts who you are, and that's absolutely what I love about Jesus, because, you know, he doesn't care, and he's let go of the past. There is a verse in Luke 5:27 that I want to apply with this. Let me find it. Okay. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So leaving everything behind, he got up and he began to follow him. And then, like, they all said, Jesus, wait a minute. Then Levi hosts a grand, like, they basically were, like, celebrating because, you know, Levi was inside of the group, I guess. And then it said, the disciples said, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus replied to them, it's not those who are healthy who need a doctor, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that's absolutely amazing, because that explains perfectly about how Jesus accepts us for who we are. You know, tax collectors back then, they were like really terrible people. Like, people considered them really bad people. Nobody wanted to hang out with them. Nobody wanted to talk to them or sit with them. But Jesus did that instead, and he said that we need to love those who are sick, not who are healthy. Then the second verse is, I try my best, but I still fail. And even then, you're with me there. You remind me I'm a child of God. Regardless of the things I've done, my hope is found in perfect love. What is amazing about that is that he reminds us that we are a child of God. We are his people. You know, we are his children, and he absolutely loves us. You know, I haven't had any children yet. Praise God. I'm just kidding. Way too young. That lost me for a second. Hold on. Anyways, Okay, I'm just going to move on because I forgot what I was going to say. So, yeah, it says the next, like the verse that I want to apply with that is Isaiah 41:10. Sorry, my Bible was just loud right there. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. He's got us. He's got our back. You know, he went down to the devil. Just like, you know, we were talking about this morning. He went down to the devil. He snatched those keys out of his hands because he loves us. He told the devil that we are his people. We're not just people that, you know, the devil can just, you know, hurt and put through pain and drama. We are people who God considers us. He looks at us like he looks at Jesus. You know, he considers us righteous. And thank you, God, for that. No matter what you've done or even been through, you know, he still considers us righteous. And then I do not have much time. It says, your mercy triumphs over judgment, love wider than horizons, stronger than all sin. Lord, your kindness leads us to repentance, to the heart of God. Your heart, O God, is all I want. And I think that speaks exactly what we should be feeling in our heart, is that God is all that we want. You know, yeah, we love our boyfriend or girlfriend, Livy Josh, and then we love our husband and wives and then friends. But Jesus should be the person that we love the most. And it's just, because, you know, the more that you love Jesus, the more happiness you're going to have in your life. And I have experienced that myself. Okay, Bob, I'll wrap it up. And the last one is, they say it's impossible to ever save a sinner's soul. But my God says to the prodigal, my beloved one, you are welcome home. And that, like, that's just whenever I, like, you know, broke down crying, because, like, I'm a boohooer. Like, I'm such a cheesy person. It's not even funny. Like, that really spoke to me, because it made me imagine, like, whenever we're going to go to heaven and Jesus tells us, welcome home, you know, good job, my child, you are welcome home. And then he's going to let us walk through those pearly gates of heaven. And then that's pretty much it. But there are people on this earth who believe there is no way they could be forgiven. They are wrong. And it's our job to go out and change those people's perspective about their life and about how they experience Jesus. So yeah, amen. Thank you guys.
Good job. Good work. Next up, my main man right here. Y'all, this ain't going to be the last time this man got a microphone in his hand. I'll go ahead and tell you that now. Come on up, Mr. Riley Casey. Y'all give it up for him.
I ain't never spoken in front of somebody, so I'm going to be kind of nervous. I'm just going to read it because I just wrote the whole thing down and I'm not really good at talking. I put, motion this year was the best year I think yet. All right, y'all, I'm like really nervous. Y'all can... The one thing that really stuck out to me was the preacher was talking about God wouldn't tell you something that wouldn't support you. And I really have trouble when God tells me something, I kind of like don't think, I deny it. And this year, God told me that I need to preach. And I kind of denied it because my past, I've really done horrible things. And yeah. And I was like, God, you can't call me to preach. I can't speak in front of people and move people like Cam or Clint can. And this year, he told me again, and this time it really stuck out to me. It says in 1 Timothy 12 that don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and purity until I come. Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. So really no matter how young you are, you can talk to God. You can talk about him. Like, don't define yourself by your past, because God will define you by your future. And I think that's really what stuck out to me, emotion. That's it.
Amen for that. Anybody in here got a pass? Me and Riley, the only people got a pass. Put your hands up. Y'all got a pass? Is anybody thankful for grace that you're not who you used to be? Golly. Right, we're finna have church in here, buddy. Next up. Oh, I see you done left. Monica, come on up and share what God's got on your heart. I'll go ahead and tell y'all last night. On the way back, come on, Monica. She told me, I quote, I'm about to spit that straight fire Sunday morning. So we ready to hear that straight fire, Monk.
Good morning. Okay, basically what I want to talk about today is being intentional in the way you pursue God and other people. And I wrote this last night. And and I'm going to start shaking. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Because I was texting Cam last night because I couldn't figure out the way I wanted to phrase it. And so I put, you have to be intentional in the way you pursue God and other people because God was intentional when he created us. We all have different purposes on this earth, but we are all here with the same goal, and that's to share the gospel and the love of God to everyone around us. So if we aren't intentional in our pursuit, we can't be intentional in our praise. And that really spoke to me because I'm an outgoing person, y'all know me, but I really struggle with social anxiety and talking to other people. Like, I'll come up and talk to you if I know you, but if I don't know you, I'm not going to say a word to you. And one thing that Rich Wilkerson Jr. said is that you can't give what you don't have. And that keeps speaking to me because you have to know God to be able to share God. And it's just something great. And he also said something, I think it was him that said this. It says, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So you don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a worship leader. You don't have to be anything big to be able to share the love of God. And there was a song called Hindsight that I really liked. And part of it said, my God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next, for the God I know is known for faithfulness. My hindsight says I can trust him with what's next, for the God I know is known for faithfulness. There's more ahead than what's behind me, because through the highs and lows and in between, God, you go ahead of me. He's not worried about your past at all, and that's something I struggle with, because there's a lot of things I've done in my life that I'm not extremely proud of, but just I'm able to share God because he erased my past, and that's great. Can you throw up that first picture, Becky? This was my community group. There was five of us from the church. And then in the back, in the green shirt, is Jordan. On the left is Lindsay Grace. And right there, that's Katie. She is a powerhouse. She is funny, crazy. And she was so funny. Because there was a little, like, they had wires on the ground. And they cover it up with, like, a little bump. And she was over there, like, racing, climbing over them. She was just having a ball. And there was one day in our community groups, and they asked the question, says, are there any promises of God that you have trouble accepting in your life? And she was talking about how, this gets me every time, about how she's always had trouble accepting why God made her the way she is. She said that she knows that she's like a less risky case, and that she's super thankful, but she trusts God and knows that God did that for a reason and didn't give her anything she can't handle. Can you throw up the next one? And then we went and picked up other people from a church in Macon called Central City, and it kind of relates to my message because I don't like people that much, honestly, and I had to talk to these people because I was going to be with them for 3 days and share a bunch of time with them, but they are some of the best people I've ever met. Can you do the next one? That is Nicole McLean, and if you've never heard her sing, you're missing out. She is a powerhouse, and that just made my entire trip. Can you do the next one? Is that the video? Okay, play the video real quick. Played that video was that was just the people in the crowd singing. That was 16,000 people up, raising their hands, just worshiping God. And it just, every time the whoever was leading the song would stop singing and we would all just stand there and just worship our hearts out, it just blew my mind. I would just stand there, close my eyes, and just listen to it. And it's so easy in that arena to be able to go and speak to everybody there, because you know everybody there is there for the same reason. And it's just, whenever you leave, it's going to be hard, but you have to be intentional about it. You have to go out of your comfort zone, because if you're comfortable, you're doing something wrong. So I think that's pretty much it.
Good word, Mom. Good word. Real quick, will you throw that picture back up with Katie? The girl in the wheelchair? Y'all see that beautiful soul? Monk says she races and just goes over bumps. I was just minding my own business. Standing in line trying to buy a t-shirt for Jen. And next thing I know, felt like a bull hit me. I look back, and young speed demon Katie here has run over my ankle in her wheelchair. They felt so bad and apologized, and I said, man, that makes for a good story there. But, Monk, when you said that she's a speed demon and goes over bumps, I second that. I know firsthand, yes, she does. But praise God. Praise God for that, Monk. We thank you for that word. Next up, Miss Madison Mitchell. Y'all give her a round of applause.
Okay, well, this is not my thing, but we're going to do it. This was my second time. My voice sounds like this. I'm sorry. Kiara's probably does too, because I got her sick on the trip. So, this was my second time going to Motion, and it was just amazing. Like, you just can't really explain it. It's like such a powerful atmosphere when you're in there, because there's so many people. I did not think I was going to grow. I don't know why I'm tearing up. But, like, looking around, you're like, this powerful atmosphere would not be possible without our powerful God. And the praise and worship there is just, it's so cool, because it's like, I'm standing there, and there's 16,000 people around me, but it feels like it's just me and God. Like, there's nobody else there, and you can just raise your hands, and you just feel things being lifted off of you, and but there were a lot of speakers there, and they all, John Anderson was there, and he was from New Zealand. He talked about viewing yourself, how God sees you, and it's so easy for me, especially, like, to look in the mirror and just tell yourself, like, this is wrong, or this is wrong, and whether it be because that boy didn't like you back, or you didn't get that promotion at your job, it's so easy to just sit there and say, what's wrong with me? And it's so easy to just forget that we were made in God's image, and, like, you were made for a reason, and that's how you're supposed to view yourself. And we are a reflection of Him, and every time we're sitting there thinking things like that, sorry, I did not mean to do that in the microphone. um, He said that how you see yourself is your self-portrait, but we can't paint a pretty picture until we see ourselves how God views us. But you can't do that without seeing God for who he is. And he said, how you see God is going to determine how you live your life. So if you know God for who he is, then you know that you are loved and you are smart and you are good enough and worthy and you have a purpose. So I'll just end with encouraging everyone to just wake up every day and declare that you're not going to listen to the lies from the devil, but you will view yourself as someone who is made in God's image because you are.
Awesome job. Awesome. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. Carrie, you got big shoes to fill, huh? How you follow that up? Man, that was very good, Madison. Please, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Y'all, this last one, she said, I want to go last. She said, I know you say the best for last, send me last. That's what she told me. I shouldn't lie in church. I promise she didn't say that. She didn't say that. Well, y'all, without further ado, please welcome the conference queen, Miss Kiara Hawkins, up here.
I really don't want to get on stage. Okay. This was my third time going to Motion, and I'm going to really speak about, like, my testimony and then how the experience has really, like, changed that instead of, like, what I learned there. So, this summer has really been a rough summer for me. Like, I've been to Motion three times, and I can speak from the experience saying that it's so easy when you're there in a building surrounded by everyone trying to do the same thing. And so this summer has been pretty rough, and I knew I was going to need Motion because I knew I was going to need to be plugged in just to go to Motion, to be in the atmosphere, to be refilled and enough just to last another year until the next Motion. And I just don't want to live my life from Motion to Motion. I want to be with God in his presence every day. And one of the men said, he asked somebody, do you think you can live your life perfect for a week without sinning? And they was like, no. Do you think you could live your life perfect for a day without sinning? And they was like, no. He was like, how about an hour? And he was like, maybe I could do an hour. But he said, what about a minute? He was like, I know without a doubt I could do a minute without sinning. So he was like, instead of looking at it as a whole scheme, how about you live your life every minute worshiping God? So I just want to say that I want to live my life every minute worshiping God, not year to year to Motion, but minute to minute, giving all I have. And one quote that I like to live by is, here I surrender. And I just want to live a life that when people see me, they see Jesus. And that before I even open my mouth, they will know that it's something different about her. Like, she's laying her life down for something different. And whatever she has, I want. And I just don't want to be someone who says, I'm a Christian, I want to be good. I want people to see it when they see me. And I'm so emotional right now because I know that Jesus loves me, and I know that he has a purpose for my life. And even though I don't know what it is, I just want to lay my life down for Christ. And I don't, it says that I'm over time. I don't know if it's right. Okay, I just want to get back to the basics of when I fell in love with God, because when I first fell in love with God, it was the most best thing. I thought life was going to be easy. I'm in the Christian realm, praise God. Like, I'm covered, but it just starts a new journey, and I want to live every day as a new journey, waking up, surrendering my life to Christ, because I have to stay plugged into the source. If people are going to see me living a life worthy of Christ, then I have to make sure I'm doing what I should be in private so that I can be open for God in public. And that's all I want to say.
Hold on. Come back at me. I have a story, too. I started in January telling Kira, you're going to Motion. And every month I would call her, wouldn't I? Send you a message. Hey, guess what? You're going to Motion. She came up with every reason in the book. And I told you, and I want to tell all of you, that there are people praying for you guys. And when God wants something done, he's going to do it despite you. So Wednesday night, before they leave on Thursday morning, bright and early, I've been trying. I know a lot of these guys have been messaging, you need to go. Cam sends her a message and says, hey, we got an extra spot. You want to go? And she says, yes. I've been trying for 6 months to get this girl to go to Motion. But I just want to tell all of you that Kira is not special any more than any of you. And that if you'll listen, God's not going to quit knocking, right? And I tell you, as somebody who's been where all of y'all are, from high school into college, trying to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to do with my life, if you will just listen, God will keep knocking. Even when you ignore him, he will keep knocking. Everything you heard in Motion, he begins to speak to you. He begins to talk to you. And I just wanted to tell you, I'm proud of you for listening, because he kept knocking and you responded. Amen.